Trexel the Transcendent, a Stellar Firma fanfiction written by Syrup Wit, read by God of Laundry Baskets. It is rated Gen and features David Seven, Trexel, and Imogen. Trexel was late, as usual, but this time he was late and dressed up to look like a vampire magician. David, do you know what day it is?
No, said David Seven.
Then what good are you, man? I don't pay you not to know things. I'm the one who gets paid not to know things. Trexel's painted eyes narrowed in suspicion, and one exaggerated fake tooth poked above his lip. Are you trying to poach my job, David? Poach it right out from under me, like a slippery egg? Because I'm a champion egg stabber, and you won't get far with it.
I already do your job, David grumbled under their breath and sighed.
No, Trexel, I am a clone and cannot do the job of a consultant. Can we get to the brief, please? You're not going to ask why I'm dressed like this? Said Trexel.
I assumed it was, David hedged, your new look.
Now we have less than 20 minutes left until the brief is due, and I'd really prefer not to be recycled, so... You know what they say about assumptions, David. They're usually correct.
Trexel beamed, ruffling his magician's sparkly cape.
This is my new look. You see, I've recently acquired a second job.
Okay, if we could get to the brief.
It's a very important job. And my life is very important to me. Now, if you'd hand me the brief.
Trexel got David the brief.
It's a seasonal position, he explained while David read. Newly established. It's the sort of thing that someone like Sigmund Schenkery would do. I replaced his alcoholic slurry with Keptolian Wonder Brandy the night before the auditions.
When he stops speaking in riddles of the marvelous city in the clouds, Trexel is in for a world of litigation.
Auditions? Echoed David, beginning to work on the brief.
Trexel continued to talk about the very important second job he would be doing, introducing old horror vids for the delight of an audience. This was a role with a long history, dating all the way back to humans' origins on Earth. The tradition was associated with an Earth holiday, a night of candy, screams, and careless destruction known as Halloween.
You don't have to ask, said Trexel as David scribbled furiously. You can come to my show.
I wasn't going to ask.
You're shy, David. Timid. Some would say cowardly, but Trexel the Transcendent's impending fame makes me generous, and so I am excluded from the number of those who would insult you so. Are you already done with that?
If you're going to be famous, you should get used to having a ghostwriter, said David, and submitted the brief. David couldn't attend Trexel's show, and moreover, didn't want to. But they were a little curious and bored after many hours of being left alone in a room again, so they asked Imogen to show it to them. She tuned them about halfway through the show, just in time to catch the last 5 minutes of a holovid about a cursed and malevolent lint roller. The audience, for there was a live studio audience, if a sparse one, seemed less underwhelmed than angry. It had been a long evening with Trexel the Transcendent, and they'd already been through a series of feature vids ranging from I Know What You Ate for Breakfast to Stepmother of Satan to Doom Couch 2 Reupholstered. There was only one more film to go, unpromisingly titled Trexel the Transcendent, an intimate look at Stellar Firma's new favorite horror host. When the lint roller film was over, Trexel, dressed in his vampire magician costume, strode on stage and tried to say a few words. But the audience all threw cups of slurry at him, and he was forced to retreat.
This isn't the last you've seen of Trexel the Transcendent. You Halloween revelers shall know my revenge.
This was shouted from behind a curtain, as the audience was swarming the stage now. They were all dressed in costumes, as Trexel had explained was traditional for the holiday, and some of them were carrying weapons that looked unpleasantly realistic. "Seems about right," sighed David, turning it off. The end. Thank you for listening.